Murders, flings, exaltations. Which would you rather see? Believe it or not, each is a collective noun for a group of birds. Crows crowd in a murder, sandpipers in a fling, and larks in an exaltation. Not forgetting a parliament of owls, far more interesting than the workings of Westminster, and a flight of swallows, which sounds simply mesmerising. However, there is one group of birds that we seem to find the most charming. Exotic colours, golds, yellows, blacks, whites and reds, tint our gardens en masse in an almost oriental fashion. Goldfinches have arrived. This stunning array of paint palette birds is described as a charm, perhaps because they brighten our rather unexciting winter gardens with their striking colours. The gold coloration is so unusual that it was once thought that, like gold itself, the birds have curative powers. Italian children kept the birds on hand strings in hope they would offer health-giving properties. Their song is also rather charming, an unmistakable fluting liquid twitter, often heard from the tops of trees or from the middle of shrubs, and sung as these delicate birds flutter from twig to twig, moving in large charms together. In fact, these birds can flock together in groups of 100, overwhelming bird feeders looking for delicate seeds to pick on. They have long, thin, specialist beaks designed to tweezer tiny seeds from plants such as teasel or dandelion when available. When unavailable, goldfinches will happily gorge on sunflower hearts and Niger seeds. Putting seeds out pays off. The goldfinch population in the region has increased by 35% as more of us offer specialised garden food and manicure our gardens less, encouraging much-needed thistles and teasels. They may not hang around for long, though. Like most other finches, goldfinches tend to be social outside of the breeding season and will both feed and roost together. As the light starts to fade in the evenings, the finches usually start heading back to their preferred roost site. But these roost sites can change from one night to the next and can be several miles away from the last feeding site. So if you're one of the many of us that love to have goldfinches in your garden, make the most of them while you can.